Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Today I'm going to share about channeling and how we can allow the flow of these messages that are coming from your masters, spiritual teams, your guides, and what is also the difference between your mind and your channeling. So I wrote something about channeling the voices and how it works. As teacher of sacred writers, we are delving into automatic writing, channeling. And so when I first started, I used to doubt myself about receiving messages. So this is like 15 years ago. I doubt if it was my mind that is thinking, or am I really receiving a message from some guides. So it can be a challenge when you're first attempting on channeling. A lot of questions in your head. So what happens is I allow myself to receive the intuitive thoughts, like as they are coming along. So they could be visions, innate messages, like as if you know, like the words are flowing. Or you could also hear voices if you have that ability to hear clairaudient, right? So while doing it, it's also like a teamwork. As I am receiving, I'm also participating in what I am writing. So there's like this integration. So as you receive the message, you are integrating the messages. And as you write from that integration, you're able to assimilate and absorb what are the channeling, the message is all about. And it actually becomes like knowledge. So you become a wisdom keeper. So then when you have like clients or friends, anybody who's asking you questions, then you have this capacity to share the wisdom from these masters. So connecting to your higher self or your soul, you can start also by asking your soul what it wants to communicate to you. So I wrote something about creating the sacred space. And I also use a Lemurian crystal that I hold when I channel. The grids from Lemurian crystal, it somehow connects me to the ancient knowledge. And it makes me feel at home when I'm holding a crystal. So kind of like we become together as I touch the ridges and close my eyes. So I do a little bit of meditation before I start writing and channeling. And the energies that are flowing in your body, you can feel them. And it also becomes like a sign. Like, for example, if I'm feeling heaviness and kind of tight, uptight around my shoulders. So the person, the message for that is the person is taking responsibility that's not even theirs. So it's like you have to let go of, being heavy on yourself. Or if it's in the throat chakra, the person has a blockage, inability to speak their truth, their authentic self. So anything that, you know, like heavy, contracted, tight, those are the signs for me in the chakra energy center. So I usually scan my energy center and what I'm feeling. So sometimes I feel like my solar plexus is empty, like void. So there's no strength. So that means, you know, the person needs to trust, connect to their gut feeling. So you can also use those scanning your chakra energy centers. Creating a sacred space, invoking your masters of light. It helps to set the right vibration and so that you can be conducive to receive higher frequencies to flow. So I feel the electrical pulsations within my body, sometimes tingling sensations in my crown chakra, feeling the openness. And as I receive the intuitive thoughts and visions that assist me, it helps me to put the dots together. So like I'm seeing a vision and how I can relay this information to the person so then she can see the bigger picture of her life. So you're like a pattern decoder. And the thoughts that come will make sense more to me with the visions that I receive. So I also I ask questions if I'm not receiving details. So I will ask, you know, can you give me more details? And they are very supportive, and the flow of information is like a river that flows without hesitancy or heaviness, hardships, blockage. It flows with ease and grace. You can also ask your channel to bring the information with ease and grace. And the connection that you make with the guide is more attuned and aligned to your ways of receiving. So those are the kind of techniques that I use. So the ways to receive your messages. Sometimes they wake you up in the middle of your sleep and you just really have to write because you won't be able to sleep. So there's kind of like a pattern that they connect to you. Sometimes during the shower, when you least expect them to talk and communicate. So they are also communicating through your dreams. So I find that my dreams are metaphors for what I needed to see, to connect. And also knowing your guides, you need to ask questions like who are they? What's your name? Who are you? And how can you understand them? So it's like a relationship. It is a relationship between you and your guide. So by being open to receive, letting go of judgment and doubt and fear. So those are three things that are major blockage. So if you're feeling that you're judging, resisting, doubting, then you need to just really breathe, go back to your meditative state, be at peace, and be grateful. So being grateful and remembering that this is a gift. It's not a burden. It is a gift to receive messages from these higher beings of light. Also being grounded. I was talking about when you're not grounded, then you're not able to ground the information to anchor the light because you're wobbly. So you need a really strong foothold. Like being grounded is a part of receiving messages from masters of light. So then you don't get lost in the information. So asking questions while you're receiving the visions gives you more clarity, and that you can also demand from your teams and guides who are assisting you. Knowing how you are receiving impressions, like what I said, if you're scanning your chakra energy centers and connecting to the other person. So you're like a plug, right? Like an electrical plug, like a cable. So your body becomes the person's energy centers. So then you can relate to how you can assist them in knowing what's happening in their body. Yeah, so letting go fear, judgments about yourself, denying your gifts of channeling, letting go of control will make channeling a lot easier, and knowing that you are doing your part to help others connect to their guides and messages. So channeling is a gift, and we need to really honor and respect, create a relationship with our masters, whoever is your channel, knowing them and feeling the messages that can assist others, assist you in your journey. Yeah, so I think that's our lesson for channeling. And so thank you so much for listening, and namaste.